This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. Coming up later in our show, we talk about Voter Registration Day. What is your vote worth? With accusations of gerrymandering, closed primaries, and electoral college, how is your vote morphed? That's coming up. But first, Hurricane Maria pummeled the island of Puerto Rico this week, home to about 3.4 million U.S. citizens, with winds blowing at more than 150 miles per hour. The storm also brought intense rains and flooding, which persisted for days as the storm slowly moved away from the island. NASA's Earth Observatory has called Maria the fifth strongest storm to ever make landfall in the U.S. As of today, a week after the storm hit, an estimated 10 people have died on the island as a result of that storm, and power, water, communications, and other essential infrastructure remain crippled. Some observers say it could take years to repair the damage. But today, the simple act of checking in on a loved one to see if they're okay is all some Southwest Floridians are asking. WGCU's Quincy Walters talked with some locals and joined us now in the studio. Quincy, thanks for being here.
No problem.
And we'd like to invite you to become part of this conversation, too. Do you have relatives you can't reach in Puerto Rico? Have you gotten a hold of them? Call and share your stories at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter at WGCU, using the hashtag GCO. So, Quincy, set this storm up for us a little bit. It hit us on September 20th. That was last Wednesday. Why was this storm so damaging?
So there were a few factors that made this storm so damaging. One being Maria's path. It went diagonally through the island. And another factor was its size. The hurricane winds extended for about 60 miles outside of the eye. Puerto Rico is only 110 miles wide. So all of the island was hit. Another factor, of course, was the severity of the storm. It hit Puerto Rico as a Category 4. That means sustained winds of about 150 miles per hour. And another factor was timing. This was an island that had parts still recovering from Hurricane Irma just a couple of weeks before, and there were still some people without power.
Yeah, it was already had been brushed by Hurricane Irma, and they kind of maybe felt a little lucky because it was a little off the island, so they kind of got by, and then Hurricane Maria just reminded them of exactly what to be afraid of.
Right.
So Florida saw powerful winds, obviously, from Hurricane Irma, and some areas saw storm surge here of up to 10 feet. Hurricane Harvey in Houston dropped feet of water, causing intense flooding. What kind of damage did Hurricane Maria bring to Puerto Rico?
Some areas in Puerto Rico saw up to 9 feet of storm surge, and Maria has dumped more than 30 inches of rain throughout the storm. Right now, there's concern about the Guajataca Dam in northwest Puerto Rico that it might give way. And, of course, there are downed power grids, no electricity for people, and at least 10 people have died as a result of Hurricane Maria.
So we're seeing right now there's no communication on the island.
Right.
At this point. And so there's no electricity either.
Right.
Like zero. And it's been a week.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about the people that you spoke with who are in the Puerto Rican community here in South Florida. What are they saying about this storm?
So yesterday I was able to speak to a few local people who have relatives in Puerto Rico, and they're all kind of feeling the same way about not being able to communicate with their family.
Desperation.
Painful. It's not easy to deal with the situation.
And there seems to be two types of people here in Southwest Florida who have relatives in Puerto Rico. There are those who are completely in the dark about their family's circumstances, and those who sort of learned of their family through a friend of a friend kind of situation. An example of a person who is completely in the dark is Carlos Trable, who lives here in Fort Myers.
I have families all over the island from San Juan and Mayagüez, and that's where we have a lot of families that we haven't been able to get in contact with them.
And he says right now he feels all he can do is pray that his family is okay. But Maritza Caro, who also lives in Fort Myers, has heard about her family there in Isabella, where Caro grew up.
I did get a message last night from a neighbor's daughter, and the message indicated that they were fine. They have water, no electric, no phone lines, but they're managing. They're doing okay.
And she says she can't wait to hear from them directly, and she wants to tell them that she loves them and that everything is going to be okay.
That's just got to be so hard not to be able to make that contact and hear somebody's voice.
Right.
You know, I mean, did you hear this, the feeling of helplessness with the people that you talked with?
Right. From one person I heard, he heard that his family was okay, but he wants to speak to them directly because his parents have medical conditions that require electricity. And, of course, that's not something the island has a lot of right now.
And, you know, as things drag on, okay now doesn't mean okay 3 days from now when there's no electricity and there's no there's so many other issues, you
right.
know?
Right.
Are there ways for people to find out about their loved ones on the island?
Yes. So one way is to call the Puerto Rico Federal Affairs Administration office in Washington, D.C. They have two numbers. One is 202-800-3133 or 202-778-0710. And they're creating a database of names of people who are still missing and who are accounted for. And another way is the island is divided into 12 zones. Each zone has a phone number. You figure out which zone your family is in and call that number to check in on the areas.
And we have links to that map. So you can figure, you can go to WGCUnews.org.
Right. And that map is on our website.
So we have that on the website. So you can figure out what zone you're trying to locate people in, and then you can find the corresponding phone numbers to
right.
check in.
Right.
And also we have also listed the 202 numbers that you just gave. Is there any word today on when power or things like that might be restored?
So the mayor of San Juan said it could take up to 6 months to restore power throughout the island. Some figures were around three or 4 months, but it's going to be months before people in the island get power.
Wow. All right. Well, we have to leave it for there for now. But thank you so much, Quincy, for sharing your reporting with us today.
No problem.
Thanks.